But the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel Beis Mishnah says like this: Hakorah b'Torah lo yivchos mishlosha psukim. When you read Torah, you don't read fewer than three psukim. V'lo yikre l'meturgamon yosim yipasak echad. But when you are reading and there's a meturgamon, you know there's still shuls ad ayom hazeh that do it like this, right? In some of the Sephardic communities until this day, right? They read one pasuk and then they read the targum. They read the Aramaic translation of that pasuk. That's how they used to do Kriyas HaTorah. They used to read the pasuk and then they used to translate. And they used to learn the Kriyas HaTorah. That's how they used to do it. So each aliyah has to be, right, at least three psukim. But when you read and the other guy translates, you don't do more than one pasuk at a time. Ubanavi shlosha. But when you're reading the Haftorah, you're reading, the Haftorah, the Navi, you can read three psukim at a time. So when you're reading the Torah, you only one at a time. Reading the Haftorah, you can read three at a time. Hayu shloshdan shlish parshios, koren echad echad. But if the psukim in the Navi, you could read up to three at a time. But if the psukim are not linked, they deal with different concepts, even though they flow one from the other, so then you don't read them together. You have to read each one individually. Medalgin b'Navi ve'ein medalgin b'Torah. When you're reading the Haftorah, you're allowed to skip. You ever notice we do that when we read Haftorahs? We turn from So you're allowed to skip when you read a Haftorah, but you're not allowed to skip when you read Torah. Somebody asked me a question really quickly. Fine. Thank you. Good. Va'ad kama hu medaleg, and how much can you skip? You know, when we say you could skip, how much? Ad kidei shelo yifsok ha-meturgamon. Right? You have the amount of time that it takes for the guy to translate. Meaning, you can't leave the tzibor waiting while you start turning pages to find the place. So you read, right? When you're reading Navi, you can read up to three psukim, right? So that's how long you have, right, to turn and get there. But if it's going to take you longer than that, Not allowed. Good, the Gemara says, Hani gimel psukim keneged me. Why does an aliyah have to be three psukim? Where did we get that from? So, Amar Avasi, keneged Torah Nevi'im uksuvim. There's a concept, Torah Nevi, okay, so that's all we have, three psukim. V'lo yukul meturgaman yosemi pasak echad v'navi gimel psukim. V'im hayu shlosh don sholosh parashios koret echad echad. So what the Gemara is about to do is give us an example in the Navi. It happens to be in the Navi Yeshaya, where you have three consecutive psukim that aren't necessarily linked one to the other. Kigon, for example, kiko amar Hashem chinom nimkartem, kiko amar Hashem elokim mitzrayim It's just an example of where you have in the Navi three psukim that follow one from the other, but aren't necessarily linked. And therefore, if you were reading those psukim in the Haftorah, you wouldn't read all three of those together. You'd have to read one at a time. So we can skip in the Navi. We can't skip in the Torah. Or a mini. Or the Kohen Gadol on the Yom HaKippurim. He read Achremos and then he skipped to Achbeasar. But we just said, right, he's skipping. We just said he's not allowed to skip in reading Torah. It's okay because it's close. So it's not longer than it's going to take for the miturgamon, for the translator to translate. So it's within the acceptable window. The Gemara, but we said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to skip in the Torah. You are allowed to skip in the Navi. Right? And when you're skipping in the Navi, right, what's the window that you have? The amount of time that it takes for him to translate. But the impression that you get from the Mishnah is that you're not allowed to skip at all when you're reading Torah. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Abayi, lo kasha. Kam be inyan echad, kad b'shtei inyan. No, there's another factor that's involved, and that is, are the partials linked and related one to the other? So that it comes out like this, that when you're talking about Torah, you're allowed to skip to a related parsha within the time frame of the amount of time that it'll take the guy to translate. In the Navi, you're allowed to skip even to an unrelated matter, an unrelated parsha, right? Also, so long as you're within that time frame. That in Torah you're allowed to skip from one thing to a similar matter, but in the Navi you're allowed to skip from one thing to even a dissimilar matter. That's a word, right? But in both instances, it has to be within the time frame that it takes for the fellow to translate. Tanya idach, eim adagim inavi lenavi. However, you're not allowed to switch from one Navi to another Navi. So let's say you're not allowed to start reading in Yirmiyah and then switch to Yeshaya. You're not allowed to start reading in Shoftim and then switch to Yirmiyah. That's not allowed. Upa Navi shall shneim asar medalig. But in Treyasar, right, you are allowed to skip. Uvavad shall yedalig misof asar. But you're not allowed to go backwards. So even within Treyasar, right, you're allowed to skip from one book of Treyasar to the other, but only in order. You're not allowed to go backwards from the end towards the beginning. So to answer Danny's question, how is it that we skip on Tanis Tzibor? Because it's within the same inyan, it's the same matter, and it's very close, it would be less than that amount of time that it would take for the Meturgaman to translate. Next Mishnah says, Hamaftir ben Avi, hu po reis al shema. It's a good thing there's no Gabbayim here today. Because the Mishnah says that the fellow who's reading the Navi, he gets to be po reis al shema. You remember what po reis al shema is? He says the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu and the Birchas Kriya Shema. You remember that? Okay, whatever it is, right? For who over lefnei ateva, he gets to be the chazan. The guy who reads the Haftorah, he gets to be the chazan. For who no says kapav, and he gets the duchen. If he's a Kohen. Ve'im haya katan, and if it's a minor who reads the Haftorah, because that's allowed, we learned that already a few nights ago, aviv o rabo, over in al yado, so then his father, or his Rebbe, gets to be the chazan, right, in his stead. Katan kori batorah metargim. A minor is allowed to read the Torah, he's allowed to also be the metorgamon, he's allowed to be the translator. Aval eino poreis al shema, ve'ino over lefnei ateva, but he's not allowed to be the chazin, ve'ino no se'es kapav, and he's not allowed to duchin. Tosus over here writes, he's talking about duchening alone, meaning if he's the only Kohen, so then a minor is not allowed to duchin. If there's other Kohanim, you are allowed to duchinach, you're allowed to educate a minor for duchening, but if there's no other Kohanim there, a minor should not duchin alone. That's what Tosus here says. Now, pocheach, we should have a bigger crowd here today. Pocheach is somebody wearing shorts. So somebody who's wearing shorts, porei sal shema umetargim. So he's allowed to do the porei sal shema, and he's allowed to be the translator. Avo eino korei batorah, he's not allowed to read from the Torah. Ve'eino over lefnei ateva, and he's not allowed to be the chazin. Ve'eino no seas kapav, and he's not allowed to duchin. Right? Because it's, the Gemara will explain, but it's not Kovod HaTzibur. The Gemara will explain, right? Suma, somebody who's blind, porei ses shema umetargim. So he's allowed to porei shema, he's allowed to be the translator. Obviously, he's not allowed to read from the Torah. Right? Because he's right, good. Rabbi Yehuda, what? It'd be a good trick, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Koshalo Rome Oros Miyamov, Eino Porei Sal Shema. That anybody who never had vision, if somebody who was born blind, is also not allowed to be Porei Sal Shema, because Porei Sal Shema means you also say the first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema. The first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema is Yotzer Or, right? Uvare Choshech. The bracha is Yotzer HaMeorot, right? So Rabbi Yehuda says that somebody who never saw light, right, cannot say the bracha Yotzer HaMe'orot for the tzibur. I think the Gemara will explain this. If I'm misremembering, then I'll explain it in a little bit. But the Gemara explains it at the end. Now, let's get to the Gemara. Everybody ready? My taima, what's the reason that the guy who reads the Haftorah also gets to do everything else? Right? That's what the Mishnah said. The guy who gets to read the Haftorah, so he gets to be the chazin. So why is that true? So Rav Papa Amar Mishum Kavod. It's because of honor. You see, you have to understand, the Haftorah, right, was not a big kavod. So today, everybody thinks that the Haftorah is very chashuv. But the Haftorah is not chashuv. The Kriyas HaTorah is chashuv. The Haftorah is not chashuv. We already learned a few nights ago that a minor could read the Haftorah. So you give somebody Haftorah, so it's like, oh, you know, somebody gets the Haftorah. They feel like, oh, they're giving me the Haftorah. You know? So we got to make the guy feel good. So you give him the Haftorah, so you also let him be the chazin. Everyone wants to be the chazin. You listen to him be the chazin, anything. Right? Everyone wants to be the chazin. Right? Rabbi Barsimi Amar Mishum Dosei Lentzuye. Rabbi Barsimi says, you know, people are going to fight. People are going to say, you know, what's this business? You're giving me the Haftorah and you're giving that guy Shlishi? What's up? You're giving me the Haftorah and you're letting that guy, Davin Musaf? What's that kind of business? People are going to fight. Dosei Lentzuye. By the way, Ain kol chodosh tachas hashomesh, right? That's how it is, yeah? So my beinayu, what's the difference between the kavod, the honor, and lansuye, and the fighting? So ika beinayu to avid bechinam. Let's say nobody's getting paid. You see, you have to understand, chazin was also used to be a paid position. To be over the neyateve, to be the chazin used to be a paid position. So if you had somebody who can do it, then you gave them the haftorah, and somebody else is going to be the chazin, that guy's going to get money, so then there might be real fights. If there is money at stake, then you might have real fights, right? But in terms of kavod, it wouldn't matter. So you see, if it's about money, then you might have to be more worried about fighting. But if it's about honor, so then you have to be worried, even if there's no money. So you still have to be concerned about people's feelings. Tanan, v'im hayakatan aviv or rabba over in al yado. The Mishnah said, if it's a minor who reads the Haftorah, so then you let his father or his rebbe, right, be the chazan. I amrit mishum nitsuye, katan bar nitsuye. If our concern is that people are going to fight, are we really concerned that a minor who we let read the Haftorah is going to start a fight because he doesn't daven the musaf? Is are we really concerned? Ella mai mishum kavod. So what must it be? It must be because of honor, right? That he's going to feel bad. But katan bar kavodu. But are we really concerned that a minor who we let read the Haftorah is going to feel slighted because we let him read the Haftorah and not be the chazan? Ella ika kavod aviv kavod rabo. But his parents will get upset. Oh, when you insult somebody's kid, the parents get very upset. So hachanami ika nitzuyah of nitzuyah rabo. Well, then his parents might also want the payment. Could come along. If you have a kid who's capable of, fulfilling communal functions, you very well might want the payment also. So it's inconclusive in the Gemara. What is the rationale? It's one or the other. Either we're concerned people who are going to fight, or because of giving honor to the person because the Haftorah was seen as a lesser kibud. So therefore, we tacked on a few additional kibudim in order to make the guy who got the Haftorah feel better about it. Pocheach poreis al shema, the guy wearing shorts, right? What he is and he's not allowed to do. Boy, minei ulabar rav me. What about katan pocheach? What about if you have a minor, right, who's wearing shorts? So then, mahu sheyikra b'Torah? Can we let him read the Torah? You see, on the one hand, right, he's wearing shorts. We said somebody's wearing shorts, not allowed to read the Torah. On the other hand, he's a kid, Is the tzibur really so makbid on its kavod? An adult, you can't pull shtick like that, But it's a kid, maybe. So the Gemara says, Homar lei, v'tivoylach arum. Oh, this is amazing. What would you say about a kid who is naked? Oh, he's a kid. He's a kid. So arum my time alone, mishum kavod tzibur. It's ridiculous. You can't have somebody who's naked, read the Torah. It's not covered for the tzibur. It's ridiculous. Hachanami mishum kavod tzibur. So shorts is the same thing. It's the same thing, right? So you can't have somebody shorts. Doesn't matter. He's an adult. Doesn't matter. He's a katan. Oh, I see people nodding their heads. Maybe it's not the same thing. Maybe it is the same thing, okay? That's what the Gemara says, right? So you can't have somebody reading shorts. Somebody wearing shorts, right? Read the Torah, and you also cannot have them daven for the tzibur. Suma poreis al shema, somebody who's blind. So we said he's allowed to, he can read the poreis al shema. Rabbi Yehuda said he cannot, because Rabbi Yehuda said he cannot say the first bracha, yotzer me'oros. He cannot say. Tanya amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, harbeit sopul lidrush b'mer kava v'lo ra'u osami ameyem. They said, really, Rabbi Yehuda? There's a lot of people who study the Maaseh Merkava, psukim in Yecheskel say, right? And they never saw it before in their lives. So they still read those psukim. So how come somebody who never saw a light, how come he can't say the bracha of Yotzara Milorot? So Rabbi Yehuda, Hassan Be'adnata Deliba Talya Milsa, V'hakam Echavin V'yada. Over there, you're learning, right? You're learning. So you're trying to figure out, you're trying to understand, you read the psukim, you understand. Hakam Yishum Hanahu. But when you say the bracha of Yotzara Milorot, you need to have benefited from that light. Right, this is very fascinating. Rabbi Yehuda is assuming to a certain extent that the first of the Birchas Kriya Shema is a kind of Birchas Hanenin. That's very fascinating. I don't know that we would have said that all on our own. But that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda believes, this guy never had any Hana. So he cannot make the bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros V'Rabbanon. What about the rabbis? Islay Hana. Amazing. The rabbis do not dispute Rabbi Yehuda's categorization of the bracha. The rabbis say he does have Hana. How does he have Hana? Like Rabbi Yossi, Titania, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Kol Yom Ha'isim Itzdar Al Mikrozeh. My whole life, I never understood this pasuk in Sefer Devarim. Va'isam Mimasheyash Bat Zaharayim. You'll grope around in the afternoon. Kasher Yimasheisha Iver Ba'Afela, like a blind person gropes around when it's dark outside. V'chima Ichbas Leila Iver Ben Afela Laora. What does the blind person care if it's light outside or if it's dark outside? He cannot see. Ad Shabam Ma'asel Yodei. Until one time, Rabbi Yossi says, until one time, I was walking outside. It was the dark of night. I was walking outside. It was dark. And I saw a blind guy walking down the street holding a torch. I said to him, Bini, avuka zulamalach, what are you doing with a torch? Right? So Amarli, Kozman Shavuka Biyadi, Bine Adam, Rowin Osi, Umatsilun Osi, Minapchasin, Uminakutsin, Uminar Barkanin. He says, no, because when I carry a torch, other people see that I'm here, and then they help me. So even though a blind person never saw light in his life, he still derives benefit from the light because other people assist and other people help him. And that's why the Rabbanon think that he is allowed to make that bracha of Yotzer Ma'oros. By the way, there's a similar machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, whether a blind person could say some of the Birchas HaShachar, right? When we say in the morning that God is Pokeach Ivrim, it's a machlokus between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, whether he's allowed to make such a bracha. The Rambam says he cannot. The Rabbeinu Tam says that he can. It seems to be very similar to this machlokus that you have over here by Yotzer HaMa'oros. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Very good.